Welcome to Marriage Heart to Heart. We're Tom and Elaine Waters with Restoration International.
And today we're going to be discussing how to build a sure foundation. So we hope you have a pencil and paper to take some notes as we talk about this topic today.
It does make a difference, doesn't it, having a pen and paper?
It does. I remember so much more when I write things down, even if I never look at the list again.
That's right.
It just sinks it in better.
Sinks it into the mind. You know, Christ is our creator. He created life in us, and he's the one who gave us the marriage relation. He's the one that started it all back then. Christ is also the author of the Word of God, the Scriptures. And Christ is the Word that was made flesh. And he was made flesh for us. He came here to demonstrate how to live a life that he wants us to live. Not only is he made flesh, but when he was made flesh, he became our Redeemer. And we need him as a personal Savior, don't we, dear?
Every day.
It's what's made the difference in our real Christian life, not our professed Christian life. But Christ has made that difference and is continuing to make that difference. And we need him as our personal guide through his Word. So if we look at the Word that was made flesh, the Holy Word, the Word of God, we need to take that from the table or take that from the paper, and it needs to become a part of us, to become a practical part of our daily lives. And that is where we find our sure foundation. We struggled, especially in the early part of our marriage, because we knew a lot about this, but it was not our sure foundation in the way we really lived our lives.
That's right. It was just whatever I thought or what I remembered or how I was raised, and the same with you.
Yes.
And because we came from such varied backgrounds and different talents and strengths and weaknesses, it was important that we established where our foundation was in our home. And when people don't have a foundation to their marriage isn't going to stand in this time that we live. I mean, it's going to hit difficulties and trials, and it's going to crumble. And that's what's happening all around us.
So is it enough? You know, we read in our sure foundation that we need to not be unequally yoked together. Okay, that's a principle. So many people think that that means, well, we need to be the same religion. You know, we need to have the same basic, you know, church beliefs. Is that enough? Is that the sure foundation?
It's not the foundation, no. It's important. And even if we don't have that, if that isn't in the relationship, there's still principles from the Bible, if one's a Christian and one isn't, that the person who is can build that, because everything in God's Word is only going to make our marriages better.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a believer and an unbeliever, a Christian and a non-Christian in a marriage union, that Christian can still build off the Word of God as their foundation.
That's right.
And they can change, or they can strengthen their marriage by having that.
Isn't it true also that even if we're talking to a non-Christian couple, that they are still benefiting, even if they haven't even opened God's Word, they're mm-hmm. benefiting from the sure foundation.
That's right. Because everything comes from God.
That's right. So I want to go back to our early experience again. Because we were Bible-believing, professing Christians.
Went to the same church,
yes.
Participated in the same activities, helped to lead out in some of the same departments.
That's right. And yet, it wasn't enough. We still were not living our day-to-day life by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
So is it fair to say that it was a part of our lives, but it wasn't the foundation of our lives?
Yeah, it was definitely a part of our lives, but it was not a practical part of our lives. And that's where mm-hmm. it becomes foundational. And so we knew a lot of things. We could talk about a lot of things. We could even share things. And I think this is something that maybe some of our viewers have experienced. It's not enough to even know the Word of God. We can know the Word of God, we can talk about it one day a week, we can memorize the Word of God, but if it is not our sure foundation, if it is not guiding us in real life, that's what we need to think about, because what we started to see as our eyes were opened is that we weren't living. Yeah, we knew a lot of this. We believed in it. We were even given Bible studies. But it was not really governing our lives, as you said, as the foundation of our lives.
So that how we related to each other was not based off of what we knew was right. It was based off of how we felt at the moment.
Yes.
And that's why there was problems.
That's right. Because knowing God's word is not the same as knowing God's word as it is when we're surrendered to Jesus Christ.
And experiencing the word of God working in our lives in a very powerful way.
Yes. And you've heard us mention James 1:19. It's a very good marriage text. But it's also a very practical illustration. For me, when I came into our marriage, I knew this verse. Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. And I use this illustration. I use this text because that came right out of our sure foundation, the Word of God. But it was not in my heart as a practical reality of how I live daily life. If you could have been around me at the time that I married my dear wife, you would have seen very quickly that James 1:19 had no practical relevance to my Christian experience. Now, I wasn't a bad person. I wasn't, you know, getting into all kinds of problems and everything. I was just like one of the good old boys, like most of the people that we went to church with. Isn't that right?
Yeah, like most people.
Just like most people. James 1:19 did not have real significance as a foundation in our marriage, did it?
No, for neither one of us. I mean, we knew it, but we didn't experience it.
And this, we use this illustration because this is vital. The difference in our lives since we've come to make God's word practical has not just been a difference as a Christian, it's made the difference in our marriage.
It has. It's given us common ground to start with, and a foundation, like I said, that
that's
when
right.
things come up that would shake, they don't shake.
Mm-hmm.
Because we go back to the Word of God, we find there the foundation of how we resolve conflict, how we work with difficulties or trials, how we raise our children.
Right.
It's all there.
Well, I want to take that verse, James 1:19, I want to take it a little farther. I want to get something more out of this because I know what God began to show me. I wasn't swift to hear. In fact, I was just the opposite. And I think many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. In real life, regardless of the fact that I had the Word of God and I knew what the Word of God said, I did not have a vital connection to the power of Jesus Christ, a life-changing gospel. Therefore, I was not swift to hear. I was swift to speak. Just ask my wife. I was swift to say whatever came out of my thoughts, and I was slow to hear. Right?
Sometimes that was true.
And instead of being slow to wrath, which we could say slow to irritation, slow to get upset, I was very quick. So how can this be? How can we say that we believe in the Word of God and that this is our sure foundation, which I believe that I hope most of our viewing audience would say that the Word of God is the foundation of the Christian life. Even if you are watching today and you're not involved in the Word of God, you would say that that's the basis of Christianity and the basis of a true marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that we can have all this word and it doesn't become a practical part of our daily life? Where does that leave us?
Well, it leaves us to failure.
That's right.
That's the only place it can leave us, because I'm going to respond in my first thought, the me focus.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to respond in your first thought, the me focus. And therefore, we don't treat each other the way we should. You know, even the golden rule, do unto others what you would have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's very simple to understand. Many children have it memorized. We've known it for years.
That's right.
But we certainly didn't understand how that operated in our marriage until we brought this into reality in our home.
So,
and that made the difference.
Then is it safe to say that what we're trying to discuss today is making this your foundation a reality.
Make it real, absolutely.
And in order to make that, this is the word that became flesh. This word was embodied in Jesus Christ. And in order for us to be successful, if we say that we believe in the Bible as Christians and it's going to be our sure foundation, then what we're encouraging you today to consider, maybe in a new way, is that it's not enough to profess Christianity. It's not enough to say, I believe in God's word. It's not enough to say, I'm a Christian, because a Christian is Christ-like. That's where the name comes from. And so we need to pray that God will help us move, and that's what we did, to move from the theoretical to the practical, mm-hmm. to make it real in mm-hmm. our lives. And so this may sound very simplistic to you out there, but what we began to do, the first thing we did is we started to surrender ourselves to Christ in a new way. That means when I'm surrendering to Christ, I'm surrendering to the Word that was made flesh. Now I'm going to surrender to His Word that's here in the Bible, mm-hmm. and I'm going to surrender my will to do His will as revealed in His Word. And we started praying together. We started praying together that we would begin to live out the principles of God's Word in real life. Not just to say that I believe I should be swift to hear and slow to speak. And it started revolutionizing our marriage.
It did. It started changing everything about us, because it brought me and it brought you to the realization that we're going to start treating each other the way we know we should be treating each other.
Amen.
And that made a huge difference.
It wasn't even like new light.
No, not at all. It was just like, do what we know is right to do. And so we made that commitment together. When we prayed, we made that commitment that we're going to let God's Word truly be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, as David expresses in Psalm.
That's right.
And that changed the whole direction. It gave us a difference in how we started communicating. You started listening more, and I started listening also. It changed on how we raised our children.
Absolutely.
You know, train up a child in the way he should go, and teach your children to obey you. These were things that we knew intellectually, we knew were good, but it wasn't happening. And when those things aren't happening in the home, that develops those areas for conflict.
Yes, and I think where we found discouragement sometimes, and I think some of you listening today, is that we can know these things, and we can know that Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. The difficulty is, and we experience this, when we see what's right to do, are we going to do it in our own strength? Are we going to try to do this because now I got to do it right? And we found that we cannot. We don't have the strength. Our willpower is not the power to overcome sin.
That's right.
Our willpower is choice power. It's the power God gives us that we can make a choice to connect our weakness with the enduring strength of Jesus Christ. And that's what started changing us. Not pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps or gritting our teeth.
Or trying hard.
Trying harder. It was really allowing ourselves not only to find the Word of God, but to find the power of God to live those principles. Mm-hmm. And we've experienced the happiest days of our lives as a result.
Yeah, every time we just, you know, we find an area that we don't see eye to eye on, or we don't understand, we start searching the Word of God to find the answers.
That's
and
right.
That's where you will find many of your challenges resolved in the Word of God, because there God has a solution for every problem. This is something we have said to one another, and we believed it, and we have found it to be true, and you can find that same thing too.
That's right. You know, the society that we live in today, one of the reasons that we find the immorality and the crime and all the things that we know are out there is because we've left the sure foundation. We've gone to shaky ground. Mm-hmm. We aren't finding the lamp unto our feet and the light into our path, and therefore the path gets dark. And that's why we can live in a society today that is accepting things that, like same-sex marriages. Mm-hmm. There's no way that would have been acceptable even 20 years ago in the public eye, because much of society has moved away from the sure guide, the sure foundation. And so the foundation of our society is crumbling.
And the foundation of many homes is.
That's right.
We can't change our society. We can only allow God to change us. And family by family, couple by couple, we can change the way our communities operate. We can change the society in which we live if we're willing to put ourselves back on the sure word, the foundation that is going to be strong and bring us through. And so having made that commitment, we've addressed every area in our lives as husband and wife, as parents, and as individuals, in our friendships and relationships with other people, in our work ethics. In every area, we have brought the scriptures, the word of God, to be the test for our life, how we respond, our decisions.
Well, this is exciting, but we need to take a break right now. So stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we can build on this, God's word, a sure foundation. Welcome back. We're talking about the sure foundation, God's word. This is our sure foundation. But as we were sharing a little earlier in this program, one of the difficulties is that we're not in the word like we should be. We can say we believe in it, but if we're not really in God's word, if we're not taking time to really know God's word, we're not going to be on a sure foundation. Secondly, many of us, as we said earlier, we had quite a good knowledge of God's word when we went into the marriage. But if we're not making a practical application of God's word, if we're not bringing it into the real life, if Christ is not working in us in these situations, then we're still not on a good foundation. Because just knowing God's word, the Bible tells us this sure foundation tells us that the devils believe and tremble. They know what God's word says. It's not enough. We knew many things, even in our marriage, we knew many things that the Bible said about it, and it was not having a practical change in our lives. So we've got to not only get into the word of God and begin to glean the principles, but we've got to surrender to these principles and surrender to Christ, the word that was made flesh, and bring it in to our real marriage experience. That's taking Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, we've used the word of God as the foundation of all the presentations that we've had thus far in this Marriage Heart to Heart series. We've talked about the two shall become one. We've talked about defining true love, developing respect, and cultivating restraint. Understanding our roles as husband and wife, and finding forgiveness.
It was this word that helped us to understand where our problems were.
That's right.
We couldn't even identify where our weaknesses were, what kept tripping us up, until we started studying the word. Then we could identify, oh, this is my weak area, that's my weak area, because we could see it exemplified, or the Lord would bring it to us as we spent time there. It's the revealer of truth. And if the truth of our lives is that we're not treating each other good, we can know it to some degree here, but we don't understand it at the depth that we need to do to solve the problem.
That's right.
And that's why when we made that commitment, and we make it regularly, I mean, it's not something every day we say, okay, now today we're going to make a commitment, the Bible's our guide, but it's an understood commitment. And our commitment is renewed daily because it becomes what we study daily.
Amen.
And as we do, I've been just very challenged myself in just the level of what the Bible has to say about how we communicate one to another. There's so much on communication, and a lot of it revealed some of our weaknesses in communication.
It
showed us a better way on how we can communicate better. In every aspect of life, the Bible has the principles that are there that will help us to have a marriage that's heart to heart and find the joy in being one with each other and being an us instead of two independent me's.
Right. I want to talk about that commitment that we made, and I want to share how it worked practically, because if you remember, when we made that commitment, we agreed that instead of getting into some of those,
I'm right, you're wrong.
I'm going to prove it to you. Instead of getting into that situation, and I give you my best argument, and you give me your best argument, we made an agreement that we would share our perspective, and if we couldn't agree, that we would go to the sure foundation, and that we would prayerfully consider it.
I remember when we made that commitment too. That was even a little while after we began to read here, and we started seeing the things that we needed in ourselves. But when we made that commitment that we were not going to argue about anything from this day forward, we're going to go to the Word and the foundation and find out what it has to say about these areas that we don't see it and that we can't agree on. We're not talking about, oh, I like blue and you like red,
That's right.
Who's right? We're talking about areas in our marriage, areas in our parenting, areas in our personal lives that we had conflict in.
That's right.
There is an answer there, and that's the commitment we made.
That's right. And do you remember the first time, it wasn't long after we made that commitment, that we got a chance to test it?
Yeah, it wasn't long at all. And I have to say, honey, that I was very confident that my perspective was right.
So I know. I could see it in your eyes and hear it in your tone. And I was just as sure this time I was going to be right. I was a bit smug in it because I knew, okay, we're going to go off and we're going to do what we agreed here. We're not going to get in a fight over this. And that was refreshing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was encouraging. We're not going to get into this. But I tell you, it was quite eye-opening because we went looking, willing to find the real answer, the principles that we needed. I was sure I was right. I was convinced, and I knew she thought she was right.
I probably communicated that to you
in
my enthusiasm, right? Okay, I'll go look.
And you know how gracious the Lord is, because we were both wrong.
Isn't it incredible that we've both been raised, you know, in Christian homes, and we have much to be thankful for in that.
That's right.
But God takes us wherever we are. So if you haven't been raised in a Christian home, you have still every opportunity. Anyone else does. But we had that blessing.
That's right.
And we both, you know,
thought
we knew what was right. We both thought we knew how we could prove it from the Word. And we both found out we were wrong.
I think that was in the Lord's mercy, that was our first big test.
Yes.
Because probably neither one of us would have done as well if one of us would have been right on that. So the Lord was good, and we came back together, and it's such a memorable experience because it was the first time that we tested mm-hmm. our commitment.
And one of the other things that we should mention here, when we made this commitment, is that when we went to the Word of God, I was really not going to prove my point. And this is very important. A lot of times we can go to the Word of God to try to prove our point.
That's right.
We went to the Word of God because we wanted to find out what God had to say. And so that's the way we went, not to prove our point. And that was the only qualifier to mm-hmm. this commitment. We're not going to prove my point. I'm going to find out what the Word has to say about this topic, about
that's
this subject.
Right.
And it was that, you know, that we saw, oh, I was wrong. You were wrong. We're both wrong. We had been already married several years and had all three of our children have found
that's
out.
Right.
We had no idea what the Bible really had to say about that.
That's right. And it has been a tremendous encouragement to our young people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not young anymore, but it's been a tremendous encouragement to them as they've grown up since that commitment was made. And they've seen the importance of not just taking things the way I feel or just my perspective. And I think that's another blessing in that situation that we had that day, because we've learned from that we're wrong many times in the baggage that we carry, and that God has the real answer in His sure foundation.
And as you were sharing that about the children, the other part that really has been a blessing in our home has been that our young people, as children, as teenagers, now as young adults, have seen their mother and father go to the Word of God and find out how to resolve these problems. And when we've had challenges with them, we've done the same thing. And we've sat together in the living room, the five of us, and we've opened the Word of God and we've said, okay, what does He have to say?
Yeah, what saith my Lord concerning
exactly.
this matter? Not just what saith mother and father.
Right. So that has been a blessing, and I think that gives our young people a, not that they go into life with all the answers, but they go into life knowing how to find the answer.
Well, why don't you give them the personal challenge?
We would like to encourage you to agree that you will establish your home on the foundation of God's Word, that you don't argue and debate and have to have your way, but that you agree that, that if you disagree, you're going to go to the Word of God and you're going to find out what He has to say and resolve your challenges that way, because that's where we find our greatest strength.
And this will only happen as you are willing to surrender to Christ, because His Word cannot be lived out in our own strength. If we're willing to go to His Word, then we need to be willing to go to Him for all the answers and the perplexities, because He is the solution. And we need to turn to Him right now in prayer as we close. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You that we can turn to You, that we can come to Your Word as the foundation, the sure foundation, and that we can come to Christ, and as we surrender ourselves, He will be our living Savior, and that He can make our marriages, marriages that are heart to heart with You and with one another. In Jesus' name, amen. And we hope you'll join us for our next program. It's going to be great. It's on the prayers of love, prayers that will change your marriage.
This has been a Three Angels Broadcasting Network production.